I know you're not working. I know you're not in there finishing up some project that you absolutely have to get done by Monday. I know what you're really doing. Again. The little neighbor girl just turned 13 and she just set up her very first Facebook account that's her own. And I know that you're in there looking at her pictures. The ones her mother grounded her for taking. The ones of her in her little shorts. In her swimsuit. Trying to get the attention of all those middle school boys. I even know about your fake account on Snapchat. Where you send her messages. How old do you tell her you are? Do you tell her that you're a big grown-up pedo who wants to fuck a 13-year-old girl? That you live next door and that you've been watching her since she moved in when she was 8? I don't think you do. I think you're a liar and a pervert. Oh, don't worry, I'm not mad. I'm not jealous. I fantasize about her too, you know? What do you think about? Do you think about fucking her ass? Cute little ass. Sliding all the way inside of it. Her crying out because she doesn't think it'll fit. Her telling you to stop and let her get used to it. Begging you not to push too hard because she's just a little 13-year-old slut. I'm sorry, she wouldn't say she was a slut, would she? She's a good girl, isn't she? Yeah, you like good girls, don't you, baby? Sweet little shy, shrinking violets. But maybe you fantasize about fucking her little face instead. Those full pink lips wrapped around your cock. Her gagging because you push inside so far that she can't take it. Her crying. Her so happy and thinking that your cock is so big because she's never seen one before. Do you imagine coming in her mouth? Do you want to know what I think about going to her mouth? I want to take her into our bed. The bed where you fucked me on our wedding night. And I want to tie her wrists to the bedpost and her ankles so that they're locked under the bed, and then I'm gonna get one of those gags that leaves your mouth open, and I'm gonna sit on her chest, on those little marshmallow titties that are just coming in, and I'm gonna take pliers, stick them in her mouth, and I'm gonna start pulling her teeth out. Do Take hold of a nice big molar near the back. Yank as hard as I can. I want to see the fear in her eyes when she realizes what I'm doing. And I want to see that little middle school slut's blood soaking your pillow. And I wanna hear her cry, hear her scream, because it hurts so much. I covered the windows of our bedroom with cotton batting. No one will be able to hear anything. She can keep screaming, and I'm just gonna keep going. Next, I'll do one of the incisors. And then had a flat tooth next to it. I can just imagine her little screams turning to sobs. Then her getting really quiet. I'll stop for a little bit and suck the blood out of her mouth. Rub my soaked pussy on her chest some more. Rub it on her face. Tell her maybe. Maybe if she eats my pussy the way that I like, maybe I'll stop here and she can keep the rest of her teeth. They make fake teeth these days so you can't even tell. She can still be a pretty little middle school slut. But I don't think she knows how to eat pussy. I think she's a sweet little dumb whore who doesn't know anything. Wouldn't it be fun to feel her? Little mouth full of blood, her little tongue all swollen, pushing inside me, between my lips, running over my clit. Put my hands in her hair. Yank her into place if she gets too far down. Everybody always tries to lick me too far down. Show her where I want her to lick me. Do you still want to fuck her pretty little face now? Now that it's all lopsided, sinking in. I think you do. I'll just make a nice gap in her tight little 13-year-old mouth for you to fuck, baby. Because you know I'm not jealous at all.